Ozzy Osbourne says he's leaving America because everything's fucking ridiculous there. By Paul Bois on August 29, 2022. Former Black Sabbath frontman Ozzy Osbourne will be moving back to his home country of Britain after becoming fed up with American gun violence. Speaking to The Guardian, the rock legend said everything's ridiculous in the United States and that he will soon be selling his Los Angeles home in Hancock Park to permanently reside at his Southeast England estate. I'm fed up with people getting killed every day. God knows how many people have been shot in school shootings, Osbourne said, adding he does not want to die in America. According to The Hill, Osbourne has listed his Los Angeles home for $18 million. Though Osbourne cited gun violence in his latest interview, he told the Daily Mirror back in March he would be moving back to his native country in response to high California taxes. Osbourne has also been battling Parkinson's disease, but Sharon Osbourne told The Guardian her husband's health did not spur the move. America has changed so drastically, she told the outlet. It isn't the United States of America at all. Nothing's united about it. It's a very weird place to live right now. The Osbournes will be leaving the United States as California, particularly Los Angeles, faces an unprecedented crime wave that has caught celebrities up in the mayhem. In fact, the notoriously liberal rich elite of Los Angeles began speaking out on the issue of violent crime in the city this past year after several violent confrontations in wealthy neighborhoods like Beverly Hills. As Breitbart News reported, several celebrities have found themselves in near-violent or all-out violent altercations in recent months. In February, a man was arrested after targeting White Lotus and Baywatch star Alexandra Daddario's house with a loaded gun. The gunman went to the actress' home, where he stood outside, screaming. Also in February, fashion mogul, model, and tattoo icon Kat Von D's Los Angeles home was burglarized by an intruder who said he wanted to use the bathroom. Von D had also recently announced that she would be leaving California and moving to Indiana part-time due to the state's tyrannical government overreach. That same month, rapper Kodak Black was shot in the leg outside of an after-party hosted by singer Justin Bieber in Los Angeles. In November, television host and actor Terrence Jenkins, better known as Terrence J., narrowly escaped an armed follow-home robbery attempt in which a gunman shot at him. Ozzy Osbourne has been voicing his discontent with the United States since the rise of Donald Trump and outright banned the former president from using his music at campaign events. Based on this morning's unauthorized use of Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train, we are sending notice to the Trump campaign, or any other campaigns, that they are forbidden from using any of Ozzy Osbourne's music in political ads or in any political campaigns, a statement from an Osbourne rep said at the time. Ozzy's music cannot be used for any means without approvals. Last year, Sharon Osbourne hired extra security in response to death threats over comments she made critical of UK Duchess Meghan Markle after she and Prince Harry formally left the royal family. Paul Bois joined Breitbart News in the summer of 2021 after previously working as a writer for Truth Revolt and The Daily Wire. He has written thousands of news articles on a variety of topics, from current events to pop cultural trends. Follow him on Twitter at PaulBoy39.